And now, time to move on to our fifth and final story here on the top five. US military officials have confirmed that three servicemen killed in southern Afghanistan were American. The troopers lost their lives in a roadside bomb attack by Taliban militants in Helmand province. Friday's deaths bring to 30 the number of US forces killed in Afghanistan so far this year. More than 3,400 Foreign Service members, most of them American, have been killed since the 2001 US-led invasion of the country. Faiz Khurshid is our correspondent with us now live from Kabul. Let's get the latest from him. So, Faiz, do tell us about this latest attacks, but also on a broader level, how dangerous the situation actually is for the foreign troop members there, and what are the major threats they're facing from the Taliban militants?
Come on, three American soldiers have been killed in southern Afghanistan. It has been confirmed by Pentagon, and the bombing exactly happened in Nadali of Helmand. It's a very dangerous place. Taliban and other militant groups reign supreme there, and we have been told that several others have been badly wounded. Bombing happened very close to the U.S. military vehicles, and Taliban, shortly after the bombing, claimed responsibility for the attack, saying they killed over a dozen American soldiers, but only three casualties have been confirmed by ISAF headquarters here in Kabul. It's believed to be part of the Taliban's spring offensive against Afghan and American forces in this war-torn country. Now, this offensive is in full swing, and Afghan and American troops remain the prime targets for the Taliban militants. With this latest attack, the Taliban have once again proved that they remain strong in Afghanistan, despite the presence of a large number of Afghan and American troops. And now we see that the NATO military casualties are on the rise, and these growing attacks have also sent shivers down the spines of those who are leading efforts to keep military boots here beyond 2014 deadline. And many here believe that as the Taliban remain strong, they would step up their attacks in this country in the weeks to come. More casualties should be expected. The situation in this country is very tense. It's not only in Helmand and Kandahar, that once believed to be the main strongholds of the Taliban militants, where such bombings are heard. Taliban attacks have also reached to Kabul. Just today we had a huge explosion in this city. One person was killed and another was badly wounded. The main target was an Afghan High Peace Council member. So the unrest is growing, and the Afghan people are deeply worried about this. And it has raised serious questions about the U.S. claim that they have made progress in the fight against Al-Qaeda and Taliban here.